Right then, this is very nice. Jonathan asked me, because they get so busy with the consumer items on their programme, they get so busy with some of the cases that they can't do them all. So he's asked me to do maybe a couple of cases a week on the, and we've got to call it the Cut Price Consumer Show, where we tackle the programmes, the problems that JVS can't deal with. Right, now, who's up first then, Neil?
Next up is Charlie, and he's got a problem with his driveway.
Okay. Charlie, welcome to the programme. Tell me what your problem is without naming any companies.
Thanks, Ronnie. Frizzy Fries have built a drive-thru in my driveway.
No, seriously, Charlie, you can't mention names, please. No company names.
I'm sorry. I'm a bit nervous, and I've got a bit of gout.
Right. Perfectly understandable. Now, take your time. Tell me what happened.
I got up about 6:45 a.m. and, like, my first task of the day is to let the cat out. But on going downstairs, I noticed that he was sleeping. Can I mention the cat's name?
No names, please. No names.
Oh, right. Okay, right. Anyway, I let him sleep on, right, and I proceeded into the lounge, whereupon I opened the curtains, and there it was, that Frizzy Fries monstrosity.
No, don't mention the names. All right, so you've got a drive-thru in on your driveway.
Yeah, they must have put it up overnight. I'll tell you what, I was absolutely furious. I went straight in and I spoke to the manageress, Mrs. Jenkins, a right sarky cab, by the way.
No, don't do that again. Seriously, no more with the names. Now, I won't tell you again, please, Charlie.
All right. Sorry.
Right, so what did she say?
Well, first of all, she insisted I put my dressing gown on, which I thought was a bit of a cheek, by the way. And then she told me a letter had been sent to me.
I see, right. And did you receive a letter?
Yeah, but it didn't really say anything, to be honest.
All right, have you got it? Have you got it there?
Yeah.
Okay, well, just read it to me and no names, please.
Dear Charlie... dear Mr. F, We now own your house and we are going to build a drive-thru on your driveway. Get used to it. Yours... FF, that's Frizzy Fries.
Charlie?
Oh, sorry.
Do you own this property?
No, I rent it from a man called...
No names!
I meant it from a company.
Right, well, even so, as far as I know, you have tenants' rights, so this isn't good enough. How's that affected you?
Well, the noise is bad all day and night. It's loud and whatever, and I've put on free stone, which isn't good for me gout run.
Certainly not. Look, we're going to tackle this. Neil, can you put a call in? Put a call into the company first of all, if you don't mind.
Frizzy Fries.
Maybe the letting agency as well, okay? Charlie, we're on to it. We'll be in touch, okay?
All right, thank you. Listen, well, I better go. My shift starts at 3:00. I'm on the X today. Right, see you later. Bye.
Okay, well, Charlie there, we're going to follow that story up. Does any of that resonate with you? Have you woke up in the morning and found something unusual on your driveway?